USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The police chief of El Paso, Texas, talking about a mass shooting at a Walmart.
Situation, needless to say, is a horrific one.
The governor says at least 20 people have been killed and 26 are injured. The suspect is in custody. A massive response was sent to the busy mall area. The Walmart shares a large parking lot with the Cielo Vista Mall, which has more than 140 stores. Back-to-school shoppers ran for cover as word of the shooting spread quickly. Presidential candidate and El Paso native Beto O'Rourke was choked up as he spoke, saying he's canceling events and heading home.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. but I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump has threatened to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods and services. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump announcing this week he plans to impose new tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports starting September 1st. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan believes
the president was right to take on China, as has now recently been proven again. China doesn't keep his word, or their word. China cheats when it comes to trade, and we have to take them on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Elijah Cummings is inviting President Trump to Baltimore after the president tweeted disparaging comments about the congressman and the city.
I do not have time for people who want to trash our city.
He had a clear message for the president, even though he didn't mention him by name.
Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now that the U.S. has withdrawn from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, NATO officials have pledged their support for that decision. John Clemens reports.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made a pledge they will respond to the significant dangers posed by the Russian missiles to Allied security, but will not mimic the actions of Moscow.
We will not mirror what Russia does. We don't want a new arms race. And we have no intention to deploy new land-based nuclear missiles in Europe.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said this withdrawal is a direct result of Russia's sustained and repeated violations of the INF Treaty over many years involving numerous presidential administrations. I'm John Clemens.
A popular brand of cookies sold in dozens of states are the subject of a recall, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Entenmann's Little Bites soft baked cookies being recalled in 37 states over concerns about plastic fragments. Bimbo Bakeries is the company that actually makes the popular cookies for Entenmann's. It says blue plastic bits could have gotten into the individual pouches of 5-pack mini chocolate chip cookies. The company officials reassuring customers that the plastic was not actually baked into the cookies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.